The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Many thanks to the Almighty God for this opportunity. Opportunity to come your way once again. This is the 12th edition of teachings on the victorious Christian life. Victorious Christian life. We believe that way. We are saying we are building a glorious church. That church should have Christians who know who they are.
Se ye jidi se se ye si asori ye nu nyama sori a. Ese se sa sori ya sori a ni mu ni pa ni nim de woye.
And today I'll be beginning a discussion on understanding the Christian worship as a new creation.
Na ene ye fi adisu afoforo a ya to di se se wote osori ase se onipa wo abode afoforo
ni. That's the church is called to worship.
When
we are talking about the church, we are talking about the new community of God. And she's called to worship. God created us for his own pleasure. And that he created the new creation also for his pleasure. He created us to worship him. Understanding worship, therefore, is key for a victorious Christian life. Understanding that worship is all that we do is important to build a glorious church and for the possession of the nation's agenda.
Worship
is all that we do. Whether you eat or drink, it's all worship. Understanding this is very important to build a glorious church and for the possession of the nation's agenda. See, understanding that God is spirit. And that he cannot be contained in a place. Brings to our consciousness that in the New Testament, we worship in a temple without boundaries. In the New Testament, we worship in a temple without boundaries. Don't ever think that when you are entering into a church building, you are going to meet God there, and that when we close, you are leaving him there, and then telling him that God will see you next week.
You see,
this thought also makes us conscious of the Holy Spirit we spoke about, that the Holy Spirit is with us.
Na saade we nso adwene we no e de adwene besi so se honhom kronkra ye ka ne ho asem no one yen ene wo ho.
That he is closer to me as to any person on this planet, no matter the distance.
Na emfa ho ne ekwan do tente a eda ye ntem no ono honhom kronkro no de oka me ho e na oka wo nso wo ho.
You see, no one is any further from or any nearer to God than any other person. See, this is what Acts chapter 17, 26-27 says. Acts 17:26-27. And from one man he made all the nations. That they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out the appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands.
Now,
God did so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out to him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us.
Say one share a rade, say be a or better ninka na wehuno. And so only ye mubiara in tem equine enware.
He is not far from any one of us.
Only ye mubia in tem quine enware.
It doesn't matter where you are.
And fahuni baby a wobo be
as closer to you as he is to me.
Obey wo said ye obey means.
There is no distance.
Equine bea and nanin.
Scripture says in him we live, move, and have our being.
Tronis in the moon yet ya say ne kikaya hona yet ya wasi.
When we say, we sing, nearer, my God, we are not thinking in terms of distance, as if God is far away. But we are only talking about experience. God, I want to know you more.
Say, yeto nyum se, wo, nche nara nyami. Eno no, yeto sa nyumi ya, ye nche e kwantintia e da ye ni nyamintem. Nemo mi ye gine hon se, ye pese ye shia ou, ye pese ye ni unya ou hon suyen hunu.
So please listen to this.
Enti, tiye sanse mi.
Na, from all that I've said so far, then we need not to separate the sacred from the secular.
And
we need not to say that this is holy and this is ordinary. So far as the new creation is concerned, there is nothing holy and there is nothing ordinary. What? All is one.
Well, about the full flow, no, and say, ye can say, where ye cron cron, now where they are the titabia keke, ye ne are the cron cron, any are the titabia, ni na a ye bako.
Our domestic life is a domestic calling and worship to God.
And ye cookum ade, you know, a ye offra on your media, afra ye ne, sorry, I had the sorry rade.
Our domestic life is a domestic calling and worship to God.
Ye kukuma dia ye ye kukuma brabono e ye ofre o nyame dia freye ene oso dia ye di sori nyame.
If you are a father, you are called to be a father, and in that act you are worshiping God.
Se wo ye eja wa fre o se eja na wo sa di yenum no wo sori urade.
If you are a husband, you are called to be a husband, and in marry your wife well, you are worshiping God.
Na se wo yokunu a wafra wo se okunu. Na se wo ware wo yiri ye a, ene na wafra wo se enu so ye osori a wo di sori urade.
Now if you are not marrying her well and you are always beating her, that too is your reasonable act of worship.
Na se won so won ware ni ye, na da wo bro no a, enu so ye wonya mesumu a adwene eda ho ni bia.
Our public life is our public calling and our act of worship.
Ena ya bra boa ya bonu opetemu nso eye ofra onyamedi afreye ene ye sodia ye disodi ni bia.
If you are a teacher, you have to teach as in worshiping God.
It is a way your church ni am ese se wo kira de se wo disodi urade.
If you are a lawyer, you have to practice to worship God.
It is a way emranimfo a ese se wo ye mradwuma no se wo disodi urade.
We should therefore seek to be the best of everything good. Best father, best husband, best teacher, best manager, best of everything.
Now, as I say, your boy and home mother say, Adibia Muni, your best chance, so see a best chance to a Jayemu, your best chance to Okunuyem, your best chance to watch your children, any BBA, you be a best chance
because it is our act of worship to God.
As I say, Nina Kabumwa, a ye sodi, a de sodi rade.
If you're a child, you have to try to obey your parents. It is your act of service to God.
And
to
say, we are calling so, as I said, once we are sitting in my way, Janum, as I say, I know so, yeah, we're sorry, I would be sorry, Rade.
I will explain these things further as we travel on.
Now, Sanya, my, you know, yeah, call your name, no metric, Rimuyi.
One of my friends, A.W. Tozer,
Madame Fobakwa, a friend, A.W. Tozer,
has said,
Wakasembi,
that God created us and in the deep heart of man,
Onyame, Eboye, na Wayakume Muno,
he made a shrine.
Bonha ebiwoyim.
That only God himself can occupy.
Na sa bonha no onyame nko e lebetumi ahye ne ma.
And then outside us he made things. And then he's saying that we have dethroned God and we have filled the shrine with things, possessions.
And now, okay, say you two on your mefra, dear so, and I come in Yakofa, we are said, Yapadia, Shemu, Emma.
And he says that unless God takes his throne in our heart, we aren't ever going to be satisfied.
And now, okay, say, so on your mamma, Majin, Ewa Yakumemua, Yabo, and Toya Yemda.
Because there's this vacuum for God to control our hearts. Human beings, we all reach out to him because he satisfies our hearts.
Na essence bonhwa kese wo yakomemu a ye pese nyame be shemu manti no ye na nipa bomodin se wo be prese wo beko onyame nche essence ono nko e no ma yakoma etoye.
But the prescribed way is the problem.
Na so kwen be na e fa so na de na wahyehye atoho a e betumi afa so e di akon nche eno ene oha no.
When Paul got to Athens, he realized the people were highly religious. Everybody was worshiping God because inside us, we need him to fill the throne. But the how to, the prescribed way, is what we normally miss.
Ebra osmanfo Paul kodu Athens no ohun se won ga na wo kro num ni ya nyame somfo na na wo bomodin se wo besom nyame nanso ekwan ya wo befa so ene nhyehye ya wo hwa ya befa so a ye bedru onyame nche eno ena ya to de bia na ayirayen.
See, but God taught us how to worship him through his dealings with Israel.
Na onyame nam oni Israel ma ayon kofane insa wosua wodi yeso no echira yen kwan ye befa so a ye besom no.
And he made it clearer and clearer in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Na fe emu beda di pefe wo yen Awurade Yesu Kristo mu.
So we want to move into the church called to worship.
Na ye pese bia ye duru ni ye wura asori a ya fre no ama osodie no emu.
I'll begin from Acts chapter 7.
Ye befra se fri asmafo humanity nso.
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen was seized and brought before the Sanhedrin.
Was my phone humanity so no? What chase Stephano? Now what any bar bedra phone in him?
And then the high priest asked him a question.
And now also for Pedino Ebusano Assemba.
Acts chapter 7 from verse 1.
Yeah,
I'll read 1 and 2 and then jump to 37:38. Then the high priest asked Stephen.
And as of Penini Bissar say,
are these charges true?
In same year Tisana.
To this he replied,
and I'll say,
brothers and fathers,
Ejanum and Yanum,
listen to me.
Muntie mi,
the God of glory,
Enyonyam Yankopo,
appeared to our father Abraham.
Yin Huchre in Abraham,
while he was still in Mesopotamia.
Brana or Mesopotamia,
before he lived in Haran.
And Sana Oribet na Haran.
So he started talking about the story and the history of Israel from Abraham. Then let's jump to verse
37.
37:38. This is the Moses who told the Israelites, God raised up for you a prophet like me from your own people. He was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our ancestors. And he received living words to pass on to us. Now I'll concentrate on verse 38. He was in the assembly in the wilderness. Now it's like Pentecost in our assembly. But the King James did not use the word assembly, he used the word church. So he was with the church in the wilderness. Church?
Asori.
Yes, church.
Ani asori.
So he's saying that Moses was with the church in the wilderness. The New Living Translation will use the word congregation. So whether you use church, congregation, or assembly, you are talking about the people that had been gathered. So Stephen is suggesting that Israel on the wilderness was a type of the church.
And in that Stefano, they have been besu say Israel ma was resono, ne ye asafuno and asorino esesu.
You see, Paul seems to lend support to what Stephen was saying.
Now we hear Osman for Paul Mua who say na ordina jini F wa de na Stefano Ekano.
1 Corinthians 10. I'll read from verse 1 through 4. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the facts, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
Now we num free hum hum fem obutan a any na edi won echire nu mu na obutan no any Christo.
So Paul is here suggesting.
It is how Osman for Paul echire say
that when Israel was redeemed from Egypt.
Bra wo ji Israel every misery masase so
when they were crossing the sea.
Bra wo twa epokoko nu.
It was their redemption.
Na eye won oje.
Total redemption.
Oje a na edimu.
And in the sea.
Na wo epunum
no. He says they were baptized into Moses.
Wo bon wesu eko Moses.
So one is just like when we got born again, we are redeemed, and when we are baptized, we are added into the church. He's saying that once they got out of the Red Sea, they have formed a church, an assembly, a people. They are redeemed from Egypt to be a people in the wilderness.
And to say yep, so say wujidia, yebowesu. Ne bowesu we are near the waka asware hono. Saran suna one penson sono, wobon wesu ewa punum, ebra wofi epunum pueno, na wababe ye asafo, or manga waji won, na wa ye won asafo.
A people called out of Egypt.
Or manya wapa won every misery.
Redeemed for a purpose.
Ah waji won enam butaibinti.
A form of a community.
Wabeye or mine.
A people of God.
Unyankupon and crof.
See when Balak saw them coming to Moab.
Eti bra Balak ehu se wore ben Moab no.
He exclaimed.
Otie mukese.
A people is come.
Or mine no eba.
A people is come.
Or mine no abba.
And many times they would describe them as a people who were redeemed from Egypt.
Na debiara no watai hu won wo fra won say oman a wa pa won every misery.
The church in the wilderness.
Asoria na ewo esere so.
What were they doing in the wilderness?
They important na wo ye wo esere no so.
For what purpose were they on the wilderness?
Butai benti era na wo esere no so.
Let us go and listen to the one God used to redeem them.
Oman ye hwe onipa onyame nam so eje won no de okan.
Moses.
Moses
and Aaron.
Any Aaron.
Exodus chapter 5.
Moses woman tosu mienu etinu.
Let's take from verse 1 to 3.
Yen fine free in chichemu bakukosi miensa.
Exodus 5 from 1 to 3.
Moses woman tosu mienu etinu chichemu bakukosi miensa.
Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said.
Na eyechinu Moses ni Aaron call Pharaoh nchen kokachre ni say.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says.
Say Erade Israel yankopon sie ni.
Let my people go.
Ma me my enko
so that they may hold a festival to me na, in the wilderness.
Na one koshefa emami ewasreso.
So they are going to hold, according to Moses, a festival.
Inti wuche de Moses kenya na chese wokwa koshefa amerade.
But Pharaoh questioned him.
Ena Moses bisana.
And then Moses seemed to change his mouth.
Ena Moses edani na no kakra.
Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? That I should obey him and let Israel go. I do not know the Lord and I will not let Israel go. Then they said, that is Moses and Aaron. The God of the Hebrews has met with us.
Hebrew funyanko poa beshiayen.
Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness.
Enti mayanko esenu so nansa kwan.
To offer sacrifices to the Lord our God.
Na yanko bo erade ye nyankopon afode.
Or he may strike us with plagues.
Na wamfa owuya de.
Or with the sword.
Ana enkrante ametuyan.
So when he challenged him,
eti bra opia wono,
he used another way.
Or the asemfua bako eba.
Instead of festival.
Sir Obeka said,
he says that we are going to offer sacrifice.
Okacha won say afede ekobwa for there.
So two things they were going to do.
Eti nema mienu na wokoye.
Festival
afashe
is celebration.
Afashe eye osebo.
Is celebration.
Eye osebo.
Sacrifice.
Aforebo.
Is an act of slaughtering an animal or a person.
Sir, and he said wu kwa ogwan anase wu kumonipa.
Surrounding a possession.
Say wuja bibimu
as an offering to a deity.
Ah, I would have bought for the ama onyamibi
or someone.
Ana onipafofro.
So when you are talking about sacrifice,
it is a work for a bohwa.
It is something that is leaving you.
A ye bibia every wunchain
that is going to someone.
Na echo onipafofro ho.
Sacrifice is also an act of giving up something valued.
For the
sake of something else that is regarded as more valuable.
You see,
you give up something that is of value to you.
Because
you think that by so doing, you get something that is more valuable.
If we say, what you yell, say, well, yes, sir, ubinya de a sombo chain there would
demand. The apostle Paul says that so far as he is concerned, he was somebody, but for the excellency of knowing Christ, he counts them all as lost.
As one for Paul say, and kana oyonipa odimudie, nanso enam Christo hunimdia, eye mwama brus unti, obunina adefedie.
It could be said therefore,
nti ebeti miyaka say,
that all their ass in the wilderness could be the expression of their celebration and sacrifice to God.
Eti ebetu mi aka se niema wo ye wo esrenu su na no na ye niema eda won afodebo ene won se awokobo onyakopon eda na di
atwe. At least that is what Pharaoh and Egypt will think of them.
Eno ne ehunu se Pharaoh ene Misri ma ebegin.
Because they said they were going to the wilderness to worship and then also celebrate God.
Eti efi se wo kra se wo ko esrenu so na wo akwakobo.
So whatever they will see them doing, they will think that is it the celebration, is it the worship?
See,
two Hebrew words.
Hebrew kasa mienu
brings the meaning of worship.
Ede osodie asechre ebapayi.
Histachava. And Abuda.
Any Abuda.
Are used in the Old Testament to refer to worship.
The
Histachava.
Histachava, dear.
Literally means to bow down.
As actually said, wo koto.
The second one, the Abuda.
Na de tosu mienu aye Abuda.
Means to say.
As actually said, wo sum.
That's worship.
It is a car or so there.
Involves not only praising or adoring God or celebrating Him as a festival.
And yes, sir, what they want, no, aging, I am now sorry, no, now, shen, no, now, bono, say, sir, fashion,
quan. That also means serving God.
Now, I feel so, etre, or somewhere, or besum, yam,
with our lives.
What they were brab, or besum,
in sacrificing to Him.
Ah, a dear, a for dear, ammonium.
Let me say that again.
Mama means, I see subium.
So when we put the two words together,
it is a yekasa kasefuam yenui ebomwa.
Then worship is not only adoring God, praising Him, celebrating Him, but it is also serving Him and sacrificing for His sake.
Yeka osodia enye se wu yinyamia ye na wo sorry no na wo dana senkwa na fe nso se wo som no enso eka ho.
Exodus chapter 20.
Wo Mose wuma etosu mienu no.
Verse 4 and 5.
Exodus 24
and 5. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below.
Enye ohoni biara ana ade ewo wiem wo soro ana ade ewo asase so wo fam ana ade ewo nsuo mu wo asase so ne se bibiara emfa ho.
Now, verse 5. Let's pay attention to verse 5. From the NIV. Then I'll switch on to look at other versions. You shall not bow down So this one is
Mamun Kotuo.
His Sachava.
We aye.
Because his Sachava. This one is to bow.
We ye set wo bow muase.
But we are saying that worship is not only to bow down.
Natural no epesech say and yet set wo bow muase.
So I want to ask a question, please, wherever you are, try to answer it correctly.
It's in Bebusa assembly, baby. I will be a bomodis obiano.
You shall not bow down to them.
Ma monkoto won
or worship them.
Ana and sumo.
Now we are saying that the word worship means to bow or to serve.
Na ye ka se ye ka osodia e ye se wo bo mu ase wo koto ana wo som.
Now when Moses brought the law, this was in the law. So what does it mean? That the NIV is saying that you shall not bow down to them.
Ma monkoto won
or worship them.
Na mon somwon.
So you should have replaced the word worship with something else.
Enti na esesenka osodie na okan odibibi ehye homu.
Because you shall not bow down also means you shall not worship.
Ma monkoto won nso ehye se ma mon sori won.
So what he's saying is that you shall not worship or worship them.
The upper chair say ma monkoto won ana ma monkoto won.
Let's go to the King James.
Yenko brofo Bible the friend King James no.
Exodus 25.
Mose woman etosu minute do ni chichemu enum.
You shall not bow down thyself to them nor serve them.
Ma monkoto won ana monsom won.
So he brings both words.
And see King James no e de sakase fo mi lu ne ba.
So we are saying that worship is to bow or to serve.
Eti ye ka oso de ani se wo koto wo bo mu ase ana wo som.
Let's go to Daniel chapter 3.
Momba ye nko Daniel woman ni itimi ensa.
Let's start from verse 12.
Daniel woman ni itimi ensa chiche mu dumi nu.
Daniel 3 verse 12.
Daniel woman ni itimi ensa chiche mu dumi nu.
But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Who pay no attention to you, your majesty.
Ohene.
They neither serve your gods, nor worship the image of gold you have set up.
Now, one sorry, sika honia would ye see hon.
So, what should it be? They neither serve your God nor bow down.
Now, then, as I say, can one sum unyami and our face one kotono.
Let's just jump to verse 18.
Mommy uncle in Chichemundu watching also.
But even if he does,
now se ampa sempa,
we want you to know.
Ye pese wunu se.
But even if he does not,
yes,
we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image. What does that mean? Or bow down.
Psalm 116. Enyum no oha any dunsia.
Verse 16 and 17. Truly, I am your servant.
I am
your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains.
So the verse 16
is saying that I serve you, I'm your servant. Then the verse 17 says that I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. The second one is bowing down, and the first one is serving you.
Na chichemu dun so ne say na wuna mebo wasida for de na mabo eradidin bakun eka osumhu na ofufron so eka okotua yebekotunu.
Now the Hebrews 13. Lift this same verse and explains it clearly in Hebrews 13, 15 and 16.
Hebrew fumano eti dumiensa. Opejasa asemi na ochrechi mu yi woho.
Through Jesus, therefore, Hebrews 13, 15 and 16.
Hebrew fumano eti dumiensa chichemu dunumni dunsia.
Through Jesus, therefore, Let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Says the fruit of our lips that openly professes his name. So we are offering a sacrifice of praise. That is as in adoration. That is like bowing to him. Let us offer a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of our lips. That openly profess him. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
Na ye ye any adiche ena mu mamuni empaso if we say a foribonoso eno onyakupu eni.
So he's saying that worship is dual purpose.
Entihano or chen se
you cannot just say that I'm offering sacrifice of praise with my lips, I'm just adoring God. He say, but do not forget to do good, to serve.
Then
he says, for with such sacrifices, the worship of the lips and the worship of service, he says that these two pleases the Lord.
Nas o se sa aforibo mienu yi se wode wa no eba afore na osomu a wode som a ye afore no eso onyakopon ni.
Now worship then is adoration and service.
Iti ye ka osori a osori ye ayeye na eye osom.
It is celebration and sacrifice.
Eye osebo ani afore.
It is falling down before the Lord in complete submission.
Se wo kotu onyame ewo or city mapamu.
Now you can pay attention to what is written on the screen.
Worship
is falling down before the Lord in complete submission.
Oh, sorry, and he said,
and humility on the inside.
Any ahobrasia a free yemu.
See, so you fall before the Lord in adoration, but you must have that humility on the inside.
Oh, butu eradienim, ekutu eradienim wa ayeyemu. Na SSE, unya sa ahobrasia no ewo umu.
At all times.
Abreyina.
Making ourselves totally available to whatever he will have us say or do.
Sa wodi unhu si wa amano. Trodo, obeka,
so let's just look at that one
again.
Worship then is falling down before the Lord in complete submission. So when you are adoring him and you are bowing down to him, it must be of complete submission to the Lord.
It is a wo danasi wo yi na ye na wo kutu wenenimua. It is a wo ye wo siti inemua.
And at the same time, inside you, there should be that humility at all times, making yourself available to him.
Sabrin,
whatever he would have you say or do.
Sabrina sumuno, as I said, when ya saho brasiano ewo wakumum abrina, what do you see hose? Your obeka se ka any the obey as obeka se yebiano obeye.
So then let's come back.
It's moment I'm rebium.
So we are saying that once you have bowed down to God,
into the air can say, wakutu and a wa butu a radiani
in worship.
Ewa so de
muno. There must be some readiness in your heart.
That
whatever he tells you,
he
will do it.
Obeye.
Now, after bowing to him,
it is a wukutu ewenenim ye,
saying that you are Lord.
You are God Almighty. There
is none like you. And then you go back home and beat your wife.
Na ukobrim wajirea.
Once he has said you don't do that.
Ah, wakase menye sa.
Or divorce her.
Anase ukojaino.
Then what was the use for saying that you are the Lord Almighty?
And then waka se wuye ovra na wuyo nyamitum for namfaswa bene waso.
So he says that whilst you have bowed down,
eti ose bra wakotono,
there must be that humility on the inside.
Esese ahumbrasi biwo umua.
That you say that whatever he tells me, I'm willing to do.
Ah, ebeka se, dear obesi mi biara meye.
if the first one comes and the second one is absent, you are only playing hypocrisy.
Said the di kind no ba na de to sumienu na ma de wo ye ni se wo ye nya atrom.
This is what happens in some, as you say, circles. People don't really understand worship. On Sunday, they bow, they roll up and down. But on Monday, they are different. They take monies that do not belong to them.
Sanye may etaisi si wo mebi baby. Ni papi enti osodi ase. Kwe siada wo ba sorry. Wadi wo hon tutu form. Wo shenya miyunu nyam. Nansu ejwada wo ye ni pasrong kukra, fufrokra. Wo jisika ense se woje.
One elder told his pastor, "Pastor, as for this, this is business."
I saw penny, but I could catch and so for sale. Also for where they a jumasem.
This is business.
Where you jumasem?
Where this is business.
Where you jumasem?
There should be no dichotomy between the sacred and the secular. Whatever you do is worship.
And says so soon a better would da brabo any day a friend in a misum and chain. Nemo dear woo ye biano a or sorry I would sorry right.
Every day should be a Sunday.
Debia, as I said, debia ye kwesi adamount.
Every day should be a Sunday.
Debia, as I said, ye kwesi adamount.
Oh, just take two scriptures and then we'll round off. We'll continue, God willing, next week.
Mefa, yamisemun se mienu na fe ya bonetofa.
See, you don't say no to your Lord.
Won't to me enyina urenim, enyenim kanche ni se dabi.
If you are worshiping him as Lord, then there's no way you should say no to him.
And she said, "Oh, sorry, they say, 'Oh, yebura.' And yet, a queen being in one more, we bet you be a jina huaka said, 'Debbie, actually, no.'
Let's go to Joppa.
Yanko Joppa
in Acts chapter 10.
What as much when you man it to do?
Let's go and observe big brother Peter.
Yanko ke yenya penin Petro everyone said
he's hungry and he's waiting for food.
And
it was a good time for God to reveal something to him that is about food.
Na eye bre papa onyame be yi bibi kire no fa eduane ho ma na yeye.
From verse 9.
Efinchiche mo nkro no.
Afternoon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray.
Na adechi na wonam kwan so reben kro no. Petro called Abai Netifi Kobompae.
He became hungry and wanted something to eat.
Na okom de no se na ope se odi bibi beka.
And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He should be very hungry.
Na ori siye no adie tor ne so ene ne kom de no.
Yeah, the truth is that the hunger has caused adie to talk. This G version. Okay, let's move on. Verse 11. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners.
Na ohunu also se ebue na ade bia te se enwira kese a wachechire no ehinanan risane abane so.
It contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds.
Emuna asase so ntoteboa ene wanga wowia ene wiem ntakrabo yina ebiwo.
Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter.
Na
eni and eat."
Na eni bi ba ni nchen se Petro, "Sorry, kumdi."
"Surely not, Lord."
Ena Petro say, "Debida, erade."
How can you say erade and say debida?
Obede waka se erade na wasa ka se debida.
Once he was sure that that revelation is coming from God, you can't say surely not.
Enti bra wo hu se sa yi chire firi nyame nche na eba no untumi nka se debida.
I have never eaten anything unclean.
Mindi adibia eho ente eda.
Surely not, Lord.
Debida erade.
So when we go to church and we worship, he is Lord.
It is your sorry now, yes, sorry, Rade.
He is Lord.
Oh, yeah,
he is risen from the dead.
Oh, yeah, and today in a battle,
Lord,
And as our hands are up and the Holy Spirit convicts you of some money that you have taken from your workplace, that it is not yours, take it back. Don't say, surely not.
If
he is Lord, you can say no to the Lord.
So oyowura pa dia untu mi nka se debida.
Secondly,
de to simi nu.
You don't say
untu mi nka se.
You don't put anything first before the Lord.
You
don't put anything first before the Lord. If he is Lord, he should be first in your life.
It is so your Lord, I saw no no di kain ewo wabrabum.
Luke chapter 9.
In Sempano said Luca etro no no. It in Kron.
Luke chapter 9. I read from verse 59.
It in Kron. Luca etro ni tim Kron. Chichemu edunum en Kron.
Nah, maybe 57 will make it better.
Yen frase free in chichemu edunum en son.
As they were walking along the road,
Neba se wanam kwamu rekrono.
A man said to him,
Obi kachere ne se,
I will follow you wherever you go.
Erade bibiara obekrono mediwechi.
Jesus replied,
Ena Yesu se ne se,
horses have dens.
In sacraman ewo bon.
Dens have nests.
Ne wiem numa ewo mprebu.
But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
Na onipa ba ni de oni de odi ni tree eto.
He said to another man,
Na oka kire fofro se,
follow me.
Di mechi.
But he replied,
Na no de o say,
Lord,
o erade,
first
ne di kain no,
let me go and bury my father.
Ma me kwan na me nkosie meja ansa.
If he is Lord,
so oyewura,
what should have priority over the Lord?
Then esese edini sunim.
So you can't say Lord first let, and give some excuse.
Won't you mean can say radi dedi kama me koye de me pemi asa.
Jesus said to him.
Ena Yesu say ni say.
Let the dead bury their dead.
Ma ewufo nsie won ewufo.
But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
Na wo de kona koko Onyankopo ahenie ho asem.
Look at that.
Hwe eyi.
Your father is dead.
Weja ewu.
And the Lord is saying that.
Ena owura ne say.
Let the dead bury their dead.
Ma ewufo ensie won ewufo.
This is not reasonable.
We no entiasie nim papa.
If it is the Lord who has said it.
Ne mom say your owura no na wakan dia.
You cannot say that. Let me first go and bury.
Untu min ka say ma mindi kan ko sie meja ansa.
Still another say.
Ena ofo from suka say.
I will follow you, Lord.
Ewurade medi wechi.
But first.
Na mame kwan.
You can't say I will follow you, Lord, but first.
Untu mi nka say Awurade medi wechi na nso mame kwan ansa.
You don't follow Lord with but.
Untu mi enni Awurade chi a ahoma esesa ho.
And make it a problem by adding first.
Na emfa nka ho say mame kwoye medi e kane.
Let me go back.
Mame nsa mechi.
And say goodbye to my family.
Na me kwoye me busia fo bye bye.
All the things they said were reasonable, but Jesus never took any of them because he is Lord.
There one more kind no na nka entiasie wom na so Yesu anyantum e san say Yesu
no
yora.
No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
Obiara odi nsa koso funtum dadebu na ohwe na chiri no omfata onyankopon ahini no.
In your heart,
enti wo wakumem no,
if you really believe in the worship that you are offering to him,
se woje osori awode manonu edia,
then Peter says,
and the Petro say,
in your heart
wo wakumem no,
set Christ apart as Lord.
Ma Christo enye owura.
Set him apart as Lord.
Ma Christo enye owura.
Nothing competes with him.
Ema bibia nini ni apedi apedi.
He is the first in your life.
Onu no di kan ewo wabrabu.
No but. Set him apart as Lord.
Ma onye sronko ewo mu.
Because worship is to bow.
If he said, oh sorry, and he said, oh bo muase.
And to send.
Any wosom.
God bless us all.
Iradin shayina.